Felicia Feynman Shaw had remarried. Her current name was Felicia Teitler, and she agreed to have tea with Jesse at the Four Seasons Hotel. Jesse wore a coat and tie, his gun well back on his hip so it wouldn't show if he unbuttoned his jacket. The hostess escorted Jesse to the table. Felicia Teitler was already there. "I'm Jesse Stone, Mrs. Teitler. Please sit down," she said. Jesse sat. "Thank you for agreeing to talk," Jesse said. "Actually, I was rather curious," she said, "to see what aberration he's guilty of this time." The language was eloquent, but the accent wasn't. Money can buy the language, Jesse thought, but the accent is harder. "He being Norman Shaw," Jesse said. "Of course," she said. "What other aberrant jerk would we be here to discuss?" "Tell me about some of his aberrations," Jesse said. Mrs. Teitler was looking at her menu. The waitress hovered. "I'm going to have the full tea," she said. The waitress looked at Jesse. Jesse said, "I'll have that too." He wasn't entirely sure what a full tea was. Mrs. Teitler put the menu down and smiled at him. She looked to be about 50. She was very well made up, but small lines showed around her eyes and the corners of her mouth. Her hair was too blonde, her skin was too tan, but what Jesse could see of her body still looked good. Her teeth were very white. Her beige suit fitted her well. On her left hand, she wore an enormous diamond ring. She had a small pony of what appeared to be sherry. "And what kind of tea for you, sir?" the waitress said. "Are you allowed to have coffee?" "Of course, sir." "I'll have some," Jesse said. Mrs. Teitler took a little sherry. "So, what did you wish to know about Norman Shaw?" she said. "Whatever you can tell me," Jesse said. "We're just doing background." "He's done something," Mrs. Teitler said. "You wouldn't track me down and arrange to meet me just for background." "You were his third wife," Jesse said. "Yes." The waitress brought Jesse a small silver pot of coffee. She poured some in his cup. "Why did you divorce him?" "Maybe he divorced me," she said. Jesse shook his head. "We checked," he said. "You brought suit against him." "Well, aren't you thorough?" "And got a dandy settlement," Jesse said. "I earned it," she said. "The basis for the divorce was adultery," Jesse said. "Whores." "Only?" "He marries the good girls," Mrs. Teitler said, "but whores were his passion. My therapist said probably it was about ownership." "The more he paid for them," Jesse said, "the more valuable they were." "I think he liked them young, too." "Younger than you?" "Apparently." Jesse smiled. "Do you know any of the whores?" he said. She shook her head. The waitress brought small sandwiches and assorted pastries and set them out. Tea was a bigger deal than Jesse had realized. He took a cucumber sandwich. Mrs. Teitler carefully put strawberry jam on a small scone and added a dollop of clotted cream. "I preferred not to meet them," she said. "My attorney employed a private detective, and he got affidavits from four of them that Norman had paid for sex." She popped a little scone into her mouth and chewed. Jesse poured himself some more coffee. "There were pictures, too," Mrs. Teitler said. "Norman agreed not to contest the divorce." "Did you see the pictures?" "I preferred not to," she said. "I'm sorry," Jesse said. "This is, indelicate, but I need to ask. How was he at home, sexually?" "Christ," Mrs. Teitler said. "A cop who says indelicate. In bed, Norman was, adequate." "Any dysfunction?" "You mean like he couldn't get it up?" "Or odd sexual practices?" Mrs. Teitler laughed. "Sometimes I think they're all odd," she says. "But no, he was not a maiden's dream, but he was sufficient when he was sober." Jesse nodded. "Which was often?" "Less so as time went on," Mrs. Teitler said. "You get any kicks out of asking these questions?" "Depends on the answers," Jesse said. "Can you give me the name of the private detective you hired?" "My attorney hired him, Mark Hillenbrand on State Street, Hillenbrand and Doherty." Jesse wrote it down in his little notebook. He smiled at her. "How's the second marriage?" he said. She shook her head. "Two-time loser," she said. "You like older women?" "Sure." "Don't tell," she said. "Don't swell. Grateful as hell." "I've heard that," Jesse said.